Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
And Girdler, Emma Lawrence, Wendell Saylor, my name is Tony Squire. It's lovely to have your company on this Saturday afternoon as we talk all things footy, and a great pleasure now to welcome a man, of course, from Parramatta Eels, who is taking up a coaching position. We'll give detail of that very shortly. His name is Mitchell Moses. G'day, mate.
How you going, guys?
Very, very well, thank you. Before we get to that story, I haven't spoken to you certainly since Bankwest Stadium opening, and your history, your part of history there. The first try at that stadium, which was absolutely amazing, and must still sometimes you just drift off and remember that moment.
Yeah, sometimes, but you know, you got to get over it. It's a long season, and we haven't been playing too well the last couple of weeks, so we've got to fix that up.
Did you, though, just for my own information, you got the first try, got the first goal, and then, of course, yeah, it was 51-6. You thought, Byron, I might as well get the first field goal as well?
Yeah, I think it was just a bit of practice. It was probably the best time to get a bit of practice in the game, I guess. You don't really get it very often, so it was a bit of practice, I guess.
Yeah, Mitchell, a couple of pretty ordinary performances, mate, back-to-back. What's the coach saying about the last 2 weeks?
Yeah, we just haven't come with a good attitude. I think we've been in the games, and except for the Melbourne game, obviously. But you know, I thought we started pretty well on the weekend and on Thursday, sorry. And you know, we just didn't hold the ball. It was as simple as that. We were just beating ourselves, and we've probably done that the last 2 weeks, I think. And you know, it's kind of a positive that we are kind of beating ourselves and we know how to fix it, but you know, we've got to fix it pretty quick, I guess.
Hey, Mitch, it's Emma Lawrence. So do you think it's more so an execution thing more than an attitude thing?
Yeah, it's just a bit of execution, but also a bit of attitude. You know, it's going into contact, looking after the footy. Some of the errors that we've been making the last couple of weeks, it's not on. And I think we completed at 50% in the second half on Thursday night. And we had that game. We should have iced it and finished it off, but you know, we just didn't capitalise on our opportunities, and they did, I guess.
Hey, Mitch, going back a couple of weeks ago, we talk about games like the Melbourne Storm game. What do you say, you know, when it's all going their way and the harder you try, the worse it gets? What gets said in a team environment?
Yeah, it got a bit tougher behind the trial line there. Nothing was really going our way, but once again, we were putting ourselves in those positions. We were making too many errors, and you can't do that against a team like Melbourne, and we've been doing it the last 2 weeks as well. And you do that against quality oppositions in the NRL, and they'll make you pay. And you know, in that game, it was a bit of a long one, but you know, you just got to try to stay positive and try to change something, and you know, maybe come up with a big play or something. But you know, nothing really went for us that game, and you know, we need to change our form around.
Well, it's some opportunities in the next couple of weeks. You've got a side here that probably won't have too many players representing in the Origin arena. So I think you've got South next week. So there's an opportunity now to really build some momentum through this middle part of the season.
Yeah, I think you know, I think Nathan Brown will be back. I think we've missed him a fair bit, having him gone since round one. He's pretty much our leader of our pack, and I think he'll be a couple of weeks off. So hopefully Brownie comes back quicker and, you know, really changes a bit for us. But, you know, the players that are coming in at the moment have got to do a job for us, and hopefully we can string a few together.
Hey, Mitch, I know you didn't get the result on Thursday, but that conversion of yours, or possibly a penalty goal, I can't remember slipped. Have you ever done that one before? That's going to go on the highlights reel for sure.
Yeah, nah, never. I felt like I tore my groin when I was doing that, to be honest. It wasn't very good, but yeah, I think I had the wrong boots on, to be honest. Yeah. I didn't have the screw ins in. I didn't think the field would be as slippery as what it was. And you know, that's probably on me. Really, I had the wrong boots on.
Mitchell, it's really important for players to, I guess, find other things to get their head around during the football season rather than just worrying about last week's game.
Yeah.
You're going down an interesting path here. Now, I note there's a soccer team, an amateur football club called Sydney CBD FC, I think it is. They're in the Eastern Suburbs Football Association. Now, there's been some interaction between you and them, which now leads to you coaching. Talk us through what's happening.
Yeah, I've been helping them out for the last 2 weeks. I kind of it was a bit weird. They kind of reached out to me on social media on one of my posts that I put up, and I thought it'd be a good chance to just try something different, I guess. And you know, they've obviously been struggling a little bit with their form. So I've been there. I've had an up and down career, if you could put it like that. And you know, anywhere I could help them get out of a form slump, and any way I could help, they like I said, they reached out to me, and I was more than happy to help them out.
So you're doing the day-to-day coaching, or what's it look like?
I'm just helping out, yeah. Obviously, I don't have much of an idea about soccer, but it's more of you know, helping them get a bit of confidence and working as a team and things like that. Just something a bit different away from footy, and you know, it's something for me as well. If I can get little things out of it that can help my game, and hopefully I can help them out as well, and it should be good. I'm actually at the game today.
They got
a game today at in the Domain against one of the top sides, and hopefully they can get a win.
What sort of pre-chat do you give them? Do they talk it up like, you know, rugby league players? And that, what happens there?
They're pretty relaxed, and you know, they train two days a week, and it's pretty relaxed. But not much. I'm just trying to give them as much confidence,
yeah,
and you know, try to work as play as a team, really.
Yeah.
I think that's the biggest thing. And, you know, if they can do that today, I think they'll get the win, hopefully.
Well, speaking of playing as a team, I've got to ask about your contract. I mean, the Parramatta Eels, yeah, they want you to stay, and you're playing some really good football there. What's your future looking like at the moment, mate?
Yeah, I'm pretty open to with everyone that I do want to stay at Parra, and it's just a bit of a process at the moment. But I'm sure that my management and Parramatta are doing their best to get it done as soon as possible, but obviously it's a process. But I've opened up to them saying I do want to stay, and I think it's hopefully gets sorted soon.
Have you said thank you to Gutho, because he's stolen the headline, so you've flown a little bit under the radar time?
Yeah, it's actually been good. It's a bit different than the last time I was in contract talks. It was all over the shop last time, so I was thanking Gutho a fair bit that he took the long light off me a bit.
All right, Mitchell Moses,
thanks so much
for having a chat. All the best
of
you near the Domain in Sydney. Sydney CBD FC running around under the stewardship of Mitchell Moses. Get down and have a look at them. Thanks, buddy. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
There he is, Mitchell Moses, joining us.